We talk about infinite banking around here regularly. And today is no exception. We're going to be talking about infinite banking for business owners today. You're a business owner. How can infinite banking change how you do business or where you store your money? How can it make what you're doing better? That's essentially what we're going to dive into today. So welcome to the Life Insurance Financial Education Podcast, where we're pulling back the curtain on high cash value life insurance and how it can help you build wealth and achieve your financial goals. I'm your host, James Barber, your Oregon Cash Flow Pro.
And my name is Jing, with Tech Exam Millionaire Club.
So business owners, Jing, why would a business owner want to do infinite banking? I guess let's start off by just saying what infinite banking is in general for new listeners. And then let's dive into specifics about business owners in particular.
Infinite banking is about taking over our banking function. It's about setting up something we could reuse our money infinite times.
Exactly. Everybody needs to do banking in their life. It's just a matter of, do we do it with somebody else or do we do it with ourselves? Have we saved up and created a pool of money that we can tap into when we need to for certain expenses or investments? Or do we always reach out to private money or commercial lenders? That's essentially what it boils down to. And as business owners, in particular, they constantly have a need to access more money, right?
Definitely. People say the blood of any business is about the cash flow. When we have the cash flow, we need a bank. We need a banking function. Where you store the money, how you bring revenue in, you will have business expenses, of course, but you really want to have the net profit as high as possible. So keep the business flowing. That's why we really want that infinite banking as part of our finances as business owners.
Yeah, it's not just business owners, but we're focused on business owners today. Business owners have to choose. If we need to finance a piece of equipment, are we going to use the finance company? Are we going to use the dealership that's selling the equipment? Or do we have another option that might actually work better? The answer may vary. It may depend on the interest rate environment at the time. But one of the big benefits of creating our own infinite bank is that we can control the expense when we do need to borrow. We have guaranteed access to money. We know what the rate is going to be. It's not going to be 5% this year and 10% next year, or 15 or 20% because the bank didn't like where our finances are at the time.
Also, remember the fast access to our own infinite bank we talk about. You will not have the whole line of underwriting process. You can just access to your money right away. That create a really high efficiency in our business operations.
Yeah, so infinite banking is essentially a function of saving money. We're putting it somewhere where we can access it and use it to do that banking function. Now, we happen to like cash value life insurance, specifically specially designed high cash value policies that we have access to nearly all of the money we put in very quickly. For business owners, they have a lot of money that flows through their hands, and we can start to take advantage of that and capture it on the personal side with a high cash value life insurance policy. Because most life insurance policies are personal policies. Your business isn't necessarily going to own the policy. You're going to own it personally. You're going to fund it. You're going to build up your personal bank inside of it. We're creating this line of credit that we have access to and we can tap into anytime we need it. And then when our business needs money, we loan that money to the business. We're going to borrow it from our policy, which borrows it from the insurance company. They're going to collateralize that cash value. And then we're going to loan that money to the business. The business is going to pay that back with interest, probably the interest rate that you're getting charged by the insurance company, but you could charge more. I know some people advocate for that. I don't generally, because there could be some tax consequences there. But in general, the business will get to deduct the interest. And then you personally are just going to pay the loan back to the life insurance company. So you don't have a gain. You shouldn't have a tax bill in that situation. So we're able to access the cash, loan it to the business. The business gets the funds that it needs to do what it needs to do, to buy what it needs to buy. And then it gets to deduct the interest that it pays back. And your policy in the meantime is growing and compounding uninterrupted.
That's exactly what we all expect. I want to share a quick story about how I use that in my own business. Recently, because of the cold weather in Georgia from last winter to the spring, I had two major water leaks. That's from the main water pipeline. So we hired a licensed plumber right away, immediately. But still, the water is flowing, and both times it's probably over 12 hours. We have a huge water bill. Although in the park, we are billing that to the tenant, but because of the huge water bill, one is over 7,000. The other one is almost $9,000 in 1 month. So what I basically used the cash value to pay those high water bill, which is unexpected. We try to make sure everything is working, but something like that really will happen in real life.
So as a business owner, you were keeping your excess cash for capital expenses and emergency funds inside your policy.
Definitely. Yes. That's super important.
And that's what I love it for. I love utilizing high cash value life insurance as a place to store our wealth. And business owners, businesses in general, you have to sit on extra cash. There's no getting around it. You have to sit on extra cash. So what is an efficient use of sitting on that extra cash if you don't know when you need to tap into it? But you know you definitely will need to tap into it at some point. We put it in our life insurance, and then it just grows. It grows in the background. When we do tap into it, we're going to borrow from our policy. We're going to pay an interest, but that interest is going to be deducted if it's a business expense that it's being used for. And then we pay the loan back, and it's available to borrow again an infinite number of times.
Definitely. That's where the infinite comes from. We all want to have that flexibility, as well as we can tap into it infinite times whenever we need it.
So Nelson Nash, the godfather of infinite banking, in his book, he described utilizing the cash value from a life insurance policy to make equipment purchases. And in his example, the idea there was rather than borrow at a high interest rate, which was basically what was available at the time he wrote the book, rather than borrow at a high interest rate, he could get a lower rate borrowing from the insurance company. But instead of paying that low rate, he paid a larger rate. He matched the rate that he could get from the finance company. And then his bank was recapturing that excess interest. And that's basically recaptured as extra premium payments into the life insurance policy. So there's all kinds of different ways that you can manipulate the numbers however you want when it comes to how much you're going to charge and pay in interest. But the bottom line is having access to that cash meant that your business decision wasn't subject to a 15 or 20% interest rate being offered by a finance company. That could be a big deal. And you're in the real estate space. In real estate, what does it cost if you want to go to a hard money lender, if you want to do a fix and flip?
Definitely double digits. Sometimes they also charge per project fee. They have a minimum. Below certain minimum, you have to go find others. Right now, we're definitely talking about 10%, 12% easily. And then they go through, they still need to request all kinds of documents. Although sometimes they say no doc, but still you need to supply what you try to buy, what's your underwriting, what's your plan, what's your exit strategy, all those. And they take it, they analyze, they come back or say, hey, we can do this loan, but 3%, 2% points. And then here's the interest. So compared to a 5% loan we're talking about, that's significant difference.
And I took a business loan a few years ago, and the company that was giving the loan required me to buy life insurance. And if I didn't want to buy the life insurance, then they would charge me extra. So there's all kinds of ways that you can just tack on little costs, little extra expenses. So if I have to pay for life insurance to get a business loan, why don't I just pay for life insurance and fund my own stuff?
Exactly. Yeah.
I can control the way the policy is designed, how it's going to grow, the amount of risk we're going to take with it. And then I control that cash value as well. So as a business owner, it really makes a lot of sense to practice infinite banking, utilizing a high cash value life insurance policy, because there's just savings to be had year after year after year. With a proper design, we can minimize those upfront costs as well. So you're not going to put out $50,000 and have no access to that $50,000. As an example, you might have access to 80 or 90% of that initial premium payment. And that's just getting started. That's usually the illiquid part of owning one of these policies. It's the hardest time of a policy is the beginning years when you first start funding it, because you're going to have the least amount of access to cash. So a proper design gives us a very high percentage, which makes it a lot easier to make a bigger commitment.
Another big advantage for us, since I'm buying real estate, I need that liquid cash for my next project. No matter you are buying next real estate or you probably want to acquire a business, you want that liquid cash readily available. When you see that opportunity, the next project, you can just snap it because you know you have the cash. You don't need to go through the underwriting or the hard money or private money process. I think that's super important, especially in real estate. We all know it's ever-changing. The faster you can act on it, it's your deal, or probably it's other people's deal already if you cannot act quickly enough.
Yeah, business owners should know that a lot of times to get a really good deal, you have to be prepared. You have to have money on the sidelines waiting to do something. In 2008, when the markets crashed, property values crashed. Foreclosures were all over the place. There were so many deals to be had, but banks tightened up their lending. You couldn't get a HELOC. You couldn't add to a HELOC. HELOCs were being frozen. Other lines of credits were being frozen. So the people that were able to take advantage of those opportunities were people that were sitting on cash or people that had cash value in their life insurance.
Another quick thought about a line of credit. I know as a business owner, we want that line of credit. If we really work it well with the IBC policy and as well as line of credit, I think it can go side by side, really give you that flexibility and uninterrupted accumulation on your cash value. I want to bring this because a lot of people, they only know private lending, they know hard money lending, and then go to the bank, get line of credit. You actually can use line of credit based on your infinite banking policy. I think that's super important for people to broaden their view about how the money and how the infinite banking can work for their business.
So just to be clear, you're saying that the policy itself is the line of credit. That works like the line of credit.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, and who hasn't had a time where it's been very convenient to have access to a line of credit? Or you wish you had a line of credit and you didn't have access to it? That's probably when you really remember it. Having access to a line of credit like this means we have to prepare in advance. You got to set up the policy. You got to fund the policy. Give it some time to grow. Now, with a proper design, you're going to have access right away. But I encounter a lot of clients who expect to be utilizing it and then don't use it right away. And there's nothing wrong with that. I say this regularly. When we're sitting on a bunch of cash, we always feel like we have a need to put it to work. Like it's just being wasted when it's sitting there. But when we can put that into something like a high cash value life insurance, where it's just going to work behind the scenes until we need it, you don't feel the same pressures. You don't feel the same urgency to just put that money to work, or like you're wasting it by just having it sit there not doing anything. I think that about wraps it up for this topic. If you're a business owner, I hope you got some value out of it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us and let us know if there's something that we didn't quite address. Jing, what's a good call to action for our listeners this week?
It's time for this week's call to action.
I would encourage all the audience to take a look. Where are you storing your excess cash? In some emergency, like when I mentioned, looking at this $9,000 monthly bill you have to pay in 30 days. Where do you go to? Who do you banking with? Who do you bank with? So you can have that access cash to pay all the emergencies. And take a look if it's better for you to be that bank to take over that banking function based on what we just discussed in this episode.
I like that. Essentially, I think business owners should take a look, hard look, at where they're doing their current banking and would it serve them better in the long run? Not necessarily right away, because sometimes there's a little bit of pain getting things started and changing over our habits. But in the long run, I think they'll be happy if they take a look and see, is it possible that you could take over those banking functions yourself utilizing a high cash value life insurance policy? And if you think the answer might be yes, definitely reach out to one of us. With that said, next week, we're going to be talking about high cash value life insurance for kids. Why might you want to get something like that on your kids, even if you don't think that they're going to pass away or that you might not need a death benefit on them? That'll be coming up next week. Be sure to join us. I'm James Barber, your Oregon cash flow pro, licensed for life insurance and annuities across the country, and always happy to help if you want to discuss this further.
And my name is Jane. I'm your host, Tax Exempt Millionaire Club, a school community. We teach people how to accumulate tax-exempt millions of dollars using different strategies, including high cash value life insurance and all kinds of self-directed retirement accounts. I'm also a licensed life insurance agent in several different states.
Take care. We'll see you next week.
Come back next week.